朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹思想16节、17节，而不是18节到20节。
So this morning I want to you to pay attention to verse 16 and 17 instead.
因为十六节、十七节说明那个接受大使命的人所预先有的条件是什么。
Because 16 and 17 set the condition of those people who are receiving this great commission.
这个条件合了以后，再来讲大使命才是合理、合情、合法。
Only when you meet those conditions, you are then fitting to receive this great commission.
第一，我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
So the 11 disciples went to Galilee.To the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
当时门徒跟耶稣分离以后，他们留在耶路撒冷。如果我们看地图的话，他们是在南边。
So if we look up on the map, we realize what they were at that point in time were in the southern part of Israel.
他们在犹太省这个地方，耶稣要他们往北走到加利利省去。
So they were told to march northward to Galilee.
就离开耶路撒冷往北走。
So left Jerusalem to go north.
到什么地方呢？
Where were they going?
到一个约定的山。
To a place where they had been appointed to.
我花了很多时间去找圣经的解释，圣经的这些学者，到底那约定的山是哪一个山？
I'd done a lot of research trying to find out which mountain this was.
莫衷一是。不同的说法。
There are many theories about pointing to where this mountain.
后来我只好接受一个事实，既然这里没有讲哪一个山，我就不去乱猜了。
So I've stopped here by stop not getting any forward.
但是这个山是上帝所约定的一个地方。
But it is a place. It is a mountain. Jesus had ordered the disciples to go to.
主耶稣做这件事情不是第一次。
This is not the first time he had done this.
他带着门徒暗暗地到一些他约定的地方去跟他们相会。
He had indeed brought his disciples to some mountains to meet.
因为那个时候太忙，事情太多。
Because there were many things happening, they were very busy.
不管多忙，不管事情多重。
Regardless how busy they were,
耶稣总是看重跟门徒在一个约定的地方跟他们相会。
Jesus always emphasized to have the opportunity to meet with his disciples at a mountain.
山上是什么地方？
What do we mean by up in the mountain?
是远避人烟的高处。
It is a high point that you stay away from the surroundings.
耶稣曾经把门徒带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
For example, he brought his disciples to Caesarea, Philippines.
他到那个该撒利亚腓立比境内的时候，主要是要跟他们有一段安静、单独面对面的时刻。
He went to Caesarea Philippines because he wanted to have a quiet moment with his disciples.
基督教不是出教，不是出世。
Christianity doesn't mean you should leave this world.
但是出世却是入世的条件和预备。
To be able to temporarily leave the world.Is a condition for you to re-enter this world.
所以为什么我们礼拜天要鼓励大家来崇拜？
This is why we encourage you to come to churches on Sunday.
老实说，早上礼拜天早上10点到11点15分，这是短暂的出世。
It's a very short moment for hour and 15 minutes to leave the world behind.
因为我们把世界丢在后面。
Because we have left them behind.
我们没有繁重的功课。
We don't worry about our working.
没有繁重的这个工作。
We don't worry about heavy loads momentarily.
没有繁重的这一个家务事。
There's no house chores to worry about.
那只有李牧师一个人在台上跟翻译两个人去辛苦，那也是公道了。
Only the work of the Pastor Lee.
这是一种出世。
This is indeed to leave the world behind you.
但是一个半钟头以后。
But after an hour and a half.
或者三个钟头以后。
Or maybe 3 hours.
我们要离开这里。
We have to leave here.
回那个要做许多家务的家。
We have to go back to our home.
回那个有许多功课等着我们的书桌。
We have to go back to the desk where many
are much awaiting. 明天要回到我们许多责任的工作。
Tomorrow we have to return to our work.
那么在这种情形叫做入世。
And this is to enter this world.
那么这个出世会影响那个入世。
Indeed, you're leaving this world momentarily is going to influence how you're going to perform in this world.
这个出世使我们知道预备好自己来面对入世的一些挑战。
This momentary leaving this world is to prepare ourselves to go back to meet all the challenges.
所以为什么我们听不到大使命的声音？为什么我们不会去投入大使命的工作？
The reason we don't hear the Great Commission and we don't participate in the Great Commission,
我们太少跟主耶稣有这种约定的关系和约定的经历。
It is because we have too few of those special appointments with Jesus.
今天有许多人忙忙得不得了。
Many are too busy today.
我这几个月过去几个月有许多忙的经验可以跟大家分享。
I have many experiences of being busy for the last few months.
许多行政的事情要处理。
There are much administrative chores to take care of.
许多紧急的病人要探访。
There are urgencies, the patients I need to visit.
今天的道要花很多的时间准备。
I have to spend a lot of time to prepare for a sermon.
突然接到一个邀请，要在中文学校演讲比赛做裁判长。
Suddenly I receive an invitation to become head of the judges for a Chinese school competition.
事情太多。
There's a lot of work.
太多太多的工作。
It's too much work, perhaps.
忙是心亡，对不对？忙就心死掉，忙。
The Chinese character busy means the death of your heart.
感谢主，这半年来我的心没有死。
I want to thank the Lord because for the last six months, my heart had not died.
因为我不把刚才所说这些事情从累积的角度来看。
Because I did not take what I was talking about in a cumulative sense.
我乃是从制衡的角度来看，我要解释。
Because I use that in a sense of a balancing each other.
我不是说我一件事情加一件事情又加一件事，哎呀，忙死了，忙死了。
So I do not take them into a cumulative effect.
我把处理行政的忙告一个段落。用去探望病人来平衡我这个处理行政的忙。
So I use the administrative chores and the visitation as a balance to each other.
是占据了我所有的时间。
Yes, indeed, it took a lot of my time.
但是我心里面没有压力。
But I had no pressure on my.
譬如我看教科书看了很久。
Like I have read the textbook for a long time.
我再花一点时间看一点 Reader's Digest， 真是一个很好的 Digest。
Then I turn myself to read the 读者文摘 It's a good balance.
因为这两段时间都是花掉。
I spend time in either way.
但是我两个时间花掉，所花不同的角度和重点来平衡我里头的心理状况。
But I use different point of view, different emphasis to strike for a balance.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管多忙，没有借口。不来到神的面前灵修，大家懂我的意思吗
？Therefore, no matter how busy you are, you have no excuse not to study the Bible every day.
如果 A 和 B 可以在忙的当中平衡的话
，If A and B can balance in being busy,
那么我们读经是超过 A， 是超过 B 的事情。
Studying the Bible, studying the Word of God is above A and B.
因为 A、B、C、D 是整个横的一些东西。
A, B, C, and other events are horizontal.
跟神的亲近是一个重的关系。
To be close to the Lord is a vertical relation.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要与主有约定的时间在一起。
Brothers and sisters, we should have appointed the time with Jesus.
我没有时间多提，不过我希望弟兄姊妹能够举一而反三。
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say here.
换句话说，我们要常常学习。跟主耶稣有约会
So we need to learn to make frequent appointment with Jesus.
常常我鼓励教会的弟兄姊妹结婚多年设法安排跟配偶约会的时间
I have often encouraged you to make appointment or having a date with your spouse.
你不是那么肉麻，那是结婚以前的事情，现在还来这一套。
Maybe we're too old for that.
我们更需要跟主约会。
It's even more important to have a date with Jesus.
第二，在十七节。
Second happens in verse 17.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
As they saw Jesus, then they worship him.
大使命是给谁的？
Who are this great commission is being given to?
大使命是给那些拜耶稣的人。
It's given to those who worship him.
因为十九节耶稣说十八节耶稣进前来对他们说，那个他们是谁呢？从十七节看，就是那些拜耶稣的人。
It says here, them. Who are those them? They are the ones who worship.
什么叫做敬拜？
What do we mean by worship?
敬拜是一个双向的交通。
Worship is a two-way street.
有去有回才叫真敬拜。
There's a go and a back and forth.
但是我们接受这个中国传统宗教思想的影响。
If we've been influenced by the traditional Chinese way of thinking about
religion, 我们到庙里面去拜神。
As we come to a Buddhist temple,
带着敬这个一个虔诚的心去拜。
We have very sincere heart.
带着一些礼物牲口去拜。
And we brought gifts and sacrifices.
拜完我们就很满意。
And after the worship, we feel satisfied.
这是单向的敬拜。
That was a one-way street.
圣经里面基督教给我们看到的敬拜不是这一种的。
Christianity goes beyond that.
他是不错接受我们的敬拜。
Yes, indeed, the Lord receive our worship.
从开始默祷、唱诗、这个奉献、读经，都是一些敬拜，我们给主的。
All the things happen, all the process happens in the Sunday morning worship is worshiping God.
然后呢，我们从主那里也让他这个敬拜的宝座向我们发号施令，这才是真正的敬拜。
The true worship also means we will receive teaching from him.
这个地方告诉我们说，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
Here it says they worship him after they saw him.
没有说到底怎么个拜法。
There was no description how they worshipped him.
有人跪下敬拜耶稣。
Some may have knelt down.
有人站着鼓掌敬拜耶稣。
Some may have been standing and applauding.
有人举手欢迎耶稣。
Some may be waving their arms to welcome him.
有人跑到耶稣面前拥抱耶稣来敬拜他。
Some may have even embraced him.
弟兄姊妹都可以。
In whichever way, it's all acceptable.
也许十一个使徒有十一种不同的方式。
Maybe 11 disciples have 11 different styles of worship.
真结在哪里？
What's the key point?
是见到耶稣而拜他，那个是最重要。
The key is when they saw Jesus, then they worship him.
你敲锣打鼓如果不见耶稣，很不自然。
Whether you climb the cymbals or not, if you don't see Jesus, that's not natural.
你说我传统就是这样，你不见耶稣也是空洞。
If this is your tradition, but if you don't see him,It's empty.
拜他是根基于见他。
Worship him is based upon the foundation of seeing him first.
弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for me.
神如果怜悯带领我们夫妇明年底被教会差派出去做宣教士。
If Lord indeed will send us to be missionaries a year and a half from now.
这一年半的时间。
In this one and a half year.
我有一个负担，要怎么样把敬拜在我们中间充实起来。
I have my burden. How do we strengthen our worship in this church?
弟兄姊妹，求主让人家一进这个礼拜堂，就感觉到威严的神在我们的中间，慈爱的主与我们同在。
We want the people to fear the presence of the Lord as soon as they enter this church.
弟兄姊妹，我需要你们的合作。
Dear brothers and sisters, I need your cooperation.
因为气氛是很重要的。
Yes, the atmosphere is very important.
准时来是很重要的。
To be able to be on time is important.
你想，我们已经开始聚会了。
See, we already begin our worship.
门还要开一下，关一下，开一下，关一下，不是打岔吗？
The door is continually being swung open and closed.
所以迟到对教会来讲是一个很大很大的伤害。
Late hurts the church.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们台上台下一起合作，能够把我们教会的敬拜能够升格。
I want you all to cooperate so we can move upward in terms of our worship.
第十七节的最后，然而还有人疑惑。
At the ending of the verse 17 said, some doubted.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常一讲到教会的侍奉，
as soon as we talk about work or a service in the church,
特别提到大使命，
especially talking about Great Commission,
我马上就觉得我不够格，我没有资格，我不配。
Some would think I'm not qualified, I'm not worthy of carrying out this commission.
听见福音营有好的消息，
when we hear good news from the gospel camp,
看见一一传福音有好的结果，
as we see the EE has good results,
我们只坐在那里只有羡慕的份儿。
We're only sitting here to envy them.
因为我太幼嫩，
because I'm too weak,
因为我功力不够，
because I'm not good enough,
因为我灵性太低，
because my spiritual level is too low.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not forget.
十八节开始的大使命。
Verse 18 begin this great commission.
是对着那些敬拜耶稣的人。
They were told to those who worshipped him.
是对着那些与耶稣有约会的人。
To told to those they had appointment with Jesus.
也是对着那些有疑惑的人。
Also were told to those who still doubting.
这五个字哈，英文几个字我不知道哈。这个还有人疑惑，实在有点语言不详。
Now, this seems to be very confusing in terms of some doubted.
是这个 some doubted 这两个字有点 obscure， 好像让我们觉得好像很模糊。到底是谁疑惑呢？是疑惑什么呢？
It was not shown as to who doubted and what they doubting for.
是不是那十一个使徒疑惑呢？
Were they mean the 11 disciples still doubted?
没有答案。
There's no answer.
但是有一个我们所看见。
But there's one thing we can see.
这个接受大使命的团体是有一些人还疑惑的团体。
Those the group that are receiving this great commission are among those who doubted.
换句话说，接受大使命的团体是一个不完全的团体。
The ones who receive the great commission is an imperfect group.
弟兄姊妹，请注意听我下面讲的话。今天地上的教会，今天地上教会的领导人。都不是完全。
Please pay attention to this. The groups, the churches on this earth, those who are leading the churches on this earth, none of them is perfect.
不是说我们要完美了，我们才有资格去做大使命的工作。
Perfection is not a precondition to be qualified to carry out the Great Commission.
对今天地上的教会，对今天教会的领袖来说
，to church and to leaders of the church on earth today.
不完全是给他们有一个成长的空间和机会。
Imperfection allows them rooms to improve.
不完全是正常的。
It is normal to be imperfect.
不成长才是反常的。
Stop growing is abnormal.
今天我们在教会里面不可以从完全的角度来批评教会，来批评教会里面的人。
We should not criticize a church by calling them not perfect.
因为我们批评他们的人本身也是不完全。
Because those who cast the stone are the ones who are also imperfect.
你不完全，凭什么批评这个不完全的教会呢？
An imperfect perfect person is in no position to criticize an imperfect person.
弟兄姊妹，批评谁都会。
And anyone knows how to criticize.
我们不动手动口，这是多简单的事情。
It is simple to just move your tongue.
但是我们可以从不长进来作为我们彼此的提醒和勉励。
But we should remind each other that we need to grow.
真正可听的道是需要消化的道。
A true sermon is the sermon that one can receive and digest.
不是拿来欣赏。
It is not something there as a table for.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够把神的话能够反复的在我们里面消化思想。
May the Lord help us for us to accept and to digest and understand.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。